You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous, immediate reaction show with TheBoxingVoice.com and the panel. I'm your host, Ness GTO. We will be bringing you Canelo Alvarez versus Liam Smith and that awesome ninth round KO. If this is something you're interested, if you want to get it off your chest and say just how good Canelo looked or just how bad Liam Smith did, well, then you know to call in 1-425-569-5241. And all you international ladies and gentlemen out there from the UK and every other country, remember, you can call us just by adding Nesta Gibbs on Skype. Remember, if this is something you want to listen to, make sure you stick around here. Hit that thumbs up button because it's truly important.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the face of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I hold the record with me with you.
My job, I know my job. I know my situation. I just want to fight.
That's my production.
But it's going to be very difficult for both of us.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to waste any time. This is your Canelo Liam Smith immediate reaction show. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at NestGTO. We're going to go down to the other side of New Jersey and get to know my co-host for all you that don't know.
What's up? Yeah, I just want to say I saw a fight too.
Stay focused, stay working my dad.
I saw a fight too.
I'm
going to
say, like,
boxing
boys. If you come to fight, I'm going to do this for you, man.
I saw a fight too.
I think you're accurate.
Yes, yes, yes. I am the co-host, Enrique Church, also known as the Casual Fan. Straight off the pay-per-view channel, Liam Smith versus Canelo Alvarez. If you're just tuning in, as Ness said, this is that reaction show, so make sure you call that number 425-569-5241 and give us your reaction. What's yours, Ness? What's going on?
I was about to jump into it and ask you what was your thoughts. Listen, from right off the bat, I'm going to say I'm impressed with Canelo and his ability to land so many uppercuts. Now, I know it's something typical that we're supposed to see when you're fighting an Eastern European guy because they usually tend to use the high guard and put the earmuffs on. But, man, he made that uppercut look so beautiful. What stuck out to you?
In the very beginning of the fight, what stuck out to me was how sharp Canelo looked. He was sharp, heavy-handed, you know, the body shots galore, as you mentioned. But Liam was gamed, and he also looked pretty good. He stood out a lot to me and impressed me. I knew nothing of him, but he gave Canelo some work. I just think he lacked power. Had it been, had he had more power, he had the skill. Had he had power, I think the fight would have been a little bit different for Canelo.
Now, since you said that Liam kind of impressed you, and Max Kellerman did such a good job bringing Gennady Golovkin back into this situation, I want to ask you, do you think that Kell Brook was more competitive versus Golovkin than Liam was versus Canelo? Because obviously these two fights are going to be compared because these two guys are going to be compared because we want to see these guys fight, right? Or at least the public does.
Right. No, I think Kell Brook was way out of his league. I mean, he landed. But no, he can't be compared. Liam Smith. Well, I don't know. I didn't compare it, but I think that they can't be compared because Kell Brook just Triple G was just too much power for Kell Brook. Whereas Liam Smith, Canelo had to like break him down. He had to work. And Liam Smith, he was offensive. He was offended. He was offensive. He attacked back and he landed a lot and he got nicked up on his way there, but Canelo had to work. Gennady didn't have to work as much. So no, I would say Canelo.
I don't know. I think one would argue that Gennady had to work more. He had to take some shots to actually land his shots, where Canelo was landing multiple punch combinations from the outside. He was leading with uppercuts. He was landing body shots. He was landing right hands. I mean, I think he took less shots.
You're right. Now let me ask you something. What about Canelo always against the ropes, always in the corner, Liam doing work? Was that Liam's skills taking him to the corner? Was that Canelo's comfort zone, bait and switch?
I'm glad that you asked that, because so many times people say Gennady Golovkin is the one carrying his opponents. And when I'm seeing Canelo on the ropes, kind of doing his, you know, rhythm and soul thing when he's trying to avoid the shots, I'm saying to myself, is this him giving Liam an opportunity to look good, to make the fight entertaining? I mean, we all the time say that Golovkin is guilty of it. Well, why not Canelo? Because, you know, to me, this fight looked like level A and another level like B minus, maybe, right? It just looked like two different stratospheres for these two fighters. Canelo was doing things that Liam just wasn't. Liam was like a 1-2 guy. Canelo was 1-2-3-4 with some jazz sprinkled on top.
You're right. But I wouldn't say Liam was a 1-2 guy. Liam landed combos. He just lacked power. I think also he just wasn't at the level Canelo has. So it kind of was, I wouldn't say 100% mismatch, but it kind of, he was kind of outclassed from my perspective. I didn't think Liam had possibility once into the fifth round. His face just started getting too much nick. So, yeah, Canelo looked good, but Liam, he looked good too. No power though.
Well, I want to commend Canelo on winning another title. I want to commend him on being able to make that weight and looking so good, because we understand that the Gennady Golovkin fight versus Kell Brook and this fight, these are both fights that where both guys were meant to look good. And I think that Canelo did. You know, some could say that Golovkin carried his opponent with Brook and that's why he took the shots. And some can say that he didn't. At the very end of the day, what we've seen is Canelo take very less shots and look very good. But this was a 154-pounder. I'm interested to see, what is he going to do next? Is he going to stay at this division? Is he going to go up? I know that they were asking him about Triple G, and he's saying that he offered two or three times the amount. What was your immediate reaction to that, to hearing that he offered two or three times the amount to Triple G and that fight didn't happen?
Right. I don't understand the two or three times the amount. What is the amount of money? Or was like we offered him two or three times a fight contract?
I think the amount of money that he's made, right? Like two or three times the amount that money Triple G's made.
You know, when they were speaking on that, I was looking at, because both De La Hoya and Bernard Hopkins were in that shot. And it seemed like they were waiting for that. He kind of danced around that question. He didn't really answer it. He just kept going back to like, I'm not afraid of no one. We answered him. We offered him two or three times, triple times. But he never really said we're going to fight him this next year at this time frame. So,
but why would he, though? Why would he? I mean, if you listen, Floyd Mayweather said it the best. This is Oscar De La Hoya's blueprint, right? And if you got a guy like Canelo, 51,000 people, man.
Yes.
That's a lot of people that was there to see Liam Smith versus Canelo Alvarez when no one in the U.S. really knows Liam Smith. He only sold 350 tickets. Not 350,000, 350 tickets.
In the United Kingdom, which means he brought 350 people here who go forward to flight.
Lot, which is a lot.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot of people. But it's like a drop of rain in the thunderstorm that was Canelo Alvarez in that arena.
Yeah, but like you said, man, no one knows him. So he brought his crowd here. He came to Canelo's turf. You know, it was the Canelo showcase. Did he look? He looked too damn good. So he overmatched his opponent. His opponent was mismatched. But again, being that his opponent was mismatched, his opponent looked good to me. Not knowing him, he landed too much for Canelo to, you know, be banging his chest saying, I'm not afraid.
I don't know, man. You keep saying that Liam landed. But again, I mean, I seen Gennady Golovkin's face after his fight with Brook, and I seen Saul Canelo Alvarez's face after his fight with Liam Smith. I seen one act, one face look a little more battered than the other. I seen one guy, you know, take more shots than the other. But listen, we've talked about it. You guys have gotten our immediate reaction. So we're going to go ahead and open up these phone lines. Remember, our international callers, if you're calling from any country at all, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype, and you can call in internationally absolutely free. We also have our phone lines lit up at 1-425-5555. 561-5241. Press one just one time if you want to get it off your chest. We're about to open up these phone lines and see just exactly how the streets reacted to this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, come on, we need these likes to equate the amount of viewers. Last time we did an immediate reaction show, we got close to 2,000 likes. We're trying to do the same. So we'd appreciate it if you start hitting that thumbs up button right now. Not now, but right now, right? Let's get to 203. You're live. Who's this?
Yo, appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate the Boxing Boys. What up?
What's going on, Boxing brother? Boxing I, what's going on? Talk to
what's
us.
What's up, fam? Yeah, bro, man. I got to tip my cap to Leon Smith coming over here with half the fight to Canelo, like you fellas said, and never fought on this soil. And he tried his best, man. Like Casual said, he had him on the ropes, but he got to do more work than that, man. He was tagging him, but it was like, man, you got to – you know, you gotta go harder, man. You gotta have a little more volume than that. But he showed balls and heart with that. Canelo, his corner was on point, man. Just listen to his corner throughout the rounds. Very smart corner. Tip my cap to them. But you know, Canelo, he looked great. He's a great counterpuncher. Liam Smith was demoralized, bro. He was tagging Golovkin, hitting him on the chin, and Golovkin's poker face wasn't changing. So, you know, I don't know, man. Max Kellerman said it well, bro. If this fight don't happen by Cinco de Mayo, it might not happen, man. We might get somebody that comes along and sleeps Canelo, a no name, and then, you know, Floyd Mayweather might sign that dude. Who the fuck knows, bro? You know, promotion versus promotion, TNT trying to swipe in and take Golden Boy out. So, you know, that's his golden ticket. That's what I got. You know what I'm saying? He's protecting his golden ticket. But let me think, man. I saw Oscar. He was at the end of the fight. Oscar just looked like a dude that wanted that Triple G conversation to end. Did you guys get that feeling the way
I did? Yes.
He wanted that conversation to end.
That's the reason why Canelo went back to the ropes, said "Viva Mexico," and just turned around and left them hanging.
Yeah. So, if you had to give Liam Smith a letter grade, Enrique, what would it be?
Man, I'll give him a C plus. I mean, I don't want to repeat myself. He worked. He was just outmatched, outclassed. He had no power. Had it been a power puncher. I said it. I think the fight would be different, man. I think it would be a bruised fight. So does Liam hit? Does Chocolate Brownie Kell Brook hit harder than Liam Smith? And that's the reason why Golovkin looked the way he did. Since we're gauging Golovkin opponents and Canelo opponents back to back, because they are fighting in December and late November again.
Hey, Enrique, you remember this?
In the midst of the celebration, the focus turned to what many hoped would come next, a showdown with Gennady Golovkin.
Yo le invité a que subiera. Como decimos en México, hay que dejarnos de mamadas.
Gente siempre dice que estoy huyendo de esa pelea. Quería dejarle en claro a la gente que yo no huyo de nadie, yo peleo con los mejores. Pero la pelea no se dio con Golovkin por las negociaciones. Son muy difíciles cuando es una pelea así grande. Esa pelea se va a dar en cualquier momento cuando se tenga que dar.
I remember that very clearly.
Again, it's negotiation talk, man. I mean, you know, I was watching some interviews that Floyd did over the week, and he's just basically asking this generation's champions to test themselves like past champions. That have tested themselves in the past. Let me get out to some of these Skype callers. We got Coach Mitty, I believe, is in the UK as well. Coach Mitty, talk to us on Skype.
Hey, what's going on, people?
What's up, brother?
Good fight from Canelo. You know, Liam Smith said it well. Canelo was too cute for him. It was, you know, fast hands, throwing hard shots, a bit too fast, but let's give credit to Casual, right? Casual is talking like a real expert of boxing here. Liam is a skilled fighter and brought it to Canelo. His style was made for Canelo, and that's why they picked him. That's how, and that's why Canelo looks so good. To the point of Canelo just going to the ropes and carrying his opponent, he does that deliberately. He had to do that because Liam was blocking a lot of the shots with the high guard. So he wanted to go back to the ropes, allow Smith to open up so he could counter him. And that's how he got those three knockdowns. Every time he was on the ropes, that's when Liam just opened up, tried to get some combination going, and Canelo was going to the body, counter-punching right after Smith opening up and letting his high guard go. And those three knockdowns were there. So, but yeah, you know, you've got to give credit to Canelo. He fought a great fight. He looked good. Now we just need to see him fight against Triple G.
Right. Hey, Coach, go ahead, Ness. All right, so Coach Mitty, too cute in America means something. It has something to do with how you look. I understand it in his context. So, but break it down to us. What is too cute in boxing?
Too cute means too sharp, like making adjustment every time you're about to do something. The guy is anticipating it and then countering you. He's in your mind. He's just like a bit too sharp for you. That's what you mean by being too cute, right?
Right. So you have a fight. You could be like, "Yo, he's cute, man. I ain't fighting him."
No. I mean, his mind is too cute. His movement is too cute. You're just taking a step forward. He's just taking that half step back and countering you. That's why being cute is. You just want to walk in and he just pops off that jab very sharply. And, you know, but it was no homo comment or anything.
I knew that. I was just saying. I just wanted to clarify it.
Mitty.
All right.
Mitty. Yeah. Let me get a letter grade for Canelo. Letter grade for Canelo. Quickly. Time's running
out. On that performance, he was an A+. But I don't see him as an A+ fighter against different opponents. And you know what I mean. I'm talking about Golovkin here. But yeah, you've got to credit him. A+.
Did he take less shots from Liam than Golovkin did from Brooke?
Yeah, but that's irrelevant, though. Like he took.
I'm asking a question. Is all.
He took more shots, but he took more
Nelda,
shots, but
Nelda,
less
respect
powerful.
The man's call, Nelda.
What happened?
Oh, shit.
He didn't know he was unmuted. Go ahead, Mitty.
You know, he took more shots than Triple G. It's just like he doesn't mark up too much or as much on the face. So you can't really judge a fighter by how the face of someone looks. It's just that Liam couldn't hurt him at all. Like, but he did take more shots. The fight went 9 rounds. Come on, he has to take more shots. And he threw a lot of combinations. Liam threw a lot of combinations as well. But you can't really just compare those two fights.
All right, Mitty. Well, listen, let me get to some other callers. You know, this is an immediate reaction show, my friend. We do have to go on. We cannot give everyone that normal 3 minutes that we do because it is like 1 a.m. And you guys haven't even gotten us to 1,000 likes the way that you should. If you really want us to take every single call, well, I want to see 1,000 likes, right, Casual?
Definitely. 1,000 likes equals 1,000 phone calls.
Exactly. Class and Bound 214, talk to us.
Hey, dudes, what's going on? Happy fight night. I said Smith would give Canelo some problems. I honestly expected Smith to win a couple of rounds, but I didn't really give him one. It was a good showing by Alvarez. But the thing to me that's shocking, and I kind of want to talk about this tomorrow too, but I was actually watching Road to Canelo versus Smith. And Oscar was saying something when he was talking about his relationship with Canelo about, like, you know, because I had been blaming Alvarez partly for this fight not happening, but he mentioned something about how, you know, there's a difference. He struggles with the fact that Canelo wants to fight certain people now and being a promoter and setting up fights for certain times. And I'm really starting to believe Oscar is the main reason, because that's why Max Kellerman started taking shots at Oscar. And the whole thing about them offering a fight to Triple G, that's really interesting. And I want to see how Team Triple G and Abel Sanchez respond, because I'd like to know the thing behind this. So, I mean, that's all I really got to say. Good job to Alvarez, and, you know, keep on with the show.
All right, Class and Bound, thanks for calling in, and thanks for bringing up such a great point. Great minds think alike. Casual, prepare yourself for greatness. Ain't no other sight in the game
can see the boxing boys. Canelo just wants to fight the very best. That's the challenge for myself as a promoter and as a friend, is that I sometimes have to be careful with what he desires. It's a matter of getting him the right fights for him to get the experience in order to fight the very best.
Now, that's exactly what Class and Bound was
referring to.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Well, Canelo seemed to be wanting to fight whoever steps to him. And the very best half step to him. And I mean, like, you know, the Lara fight, the Mayweather fight. He lost that one.
Is it really Canelo wanting to fight these guys or knowing, right? Like, yo, you got a guy like Oscar De La Hoya coming in your camp. He's been coaching you since forever, right? Like, I mean, right. How long have these guys been together? You don't think he's selling like, yo, just let me guide your career. Like, I'm actually the golden boy, right? Like, do you want to be like me?
Right.
Do you want to get the money that I want? Do you want to get the fame that I want? Follow in my footsteps.
New era.
You don't need to fight Triple G right now. And I think that's exactly what's going on. Why else make 154? Because, look, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be mad if Canelo doesn't fight Triple G tomorrow, because at 154, there's some exciting fights for him to fight, especially if he tries to unify at the very least in that division. The other champions in that division, it becomes exciting.
Right. Not maybe tomorrow, but, I mean, you know, Max Kellerman said it. It's ripe right now. Don't let it rot. So maybe not the next fight, but within the next three fights, one of those fights have to be Triple G.
Now, I don't know if you paid attention to the clip that I played when he said, I'm Alejandro de Mamadas.
Yes.
There was a huge size difference. And I know that there was a huge size difference with Liam Smith and Canelo Alvarez, but in the actual fight night, that size difference that was evident during the weigh-in was seen to be gone, because obviously both men were sucked down for the weigh-in, so Liam and Canelo seem to be similar. But come fight night today, Canelo looked so much bigger. And I think that is the case, because that was Canelo's fight night when Triple G went into the ring. Triple G was not even training, right? And he still looked ridiculously bigger than Canelo. I don't know, man. I do say that if Canelo fights in the manner that he fought Liam Smith and lands the uppercuts the way that Kell Brook launched Triple G into outer space with that one uppercut. I mean, Canelo's doing double uppercuts. He hit Liam Smith with he did the Mike Tyson. He did uppercut and left hook uppercut. I mean, body shot uppercut. I mean, he looked good tonight, man. He just really looked good tonight. I'm gonna get to some other callers unless you guys something before I do.
No, go right ahead, man.
All right, let's go out to. I'm gonna go out to Skype to since it's after hours. I guess people cannot be upset at that. Actually. Nelda, talk to me.
It's all good, man. Intro or no intro, everybody knows what it is. But, I mean, man, Alvarez, you know, I've always been a big critic of the guy. And, I mean, I can't say that he did anything to really sway me from all the criticisms that I've brought in the past, man. The whole thing is, I mean, Smith was catching him, man. He cut him outside of, what was that, his left eye with that jab. It was like he went a jab, then the jab to the body, then a jab back to the eye, cut him and everything. He was landing some big shots through rounds, like from rounds 3 to 5, man. 3, 4, 5, he was landing some big shots. But, I mean, overall, he just wasn't as good of a boxer as Alvarez. You know, Alvarez eventually got it taken care of, got it done pretty much how I thought he was going to get it done. It only took about twice as long as I felt like it was gonna take him to get rid of Smith. So, I mean, I guess credit to Alvarez for doing what he was supposed to do, even though he did it too late. But all this BS about him, like, not being afraid of Golovkin and all that stuff, like, man, I don't buy any of that shit. And, I mean, and I'm no big fan of Golovkin either, because Golovkin talks a gang of shit and is a paper tiger himself. But, I mean, just because one guy does it doesn't excuse you for doing it too. And, you know, I want to see Alvarez fight somebody real, man. He probably fought one of the worst possible champions in the entire sport in Liam Smith. You know, not even just at 154, because he definitely was the worst champ at 154, but one of the worst guys in the whole division, in the whole sport, man. And I mean, I really can't put it much more than that.
Now, you don't think you're being a bit unfair to Liam Smith? How is he one of the worst guys? I mean, he's like 28 years old, was undefeated before this, and he was a champion.
because I just don't think he's that good. And the fact that, like, he hadn't really proven his chops against necessarily anybody that was that great. I mean, I put him on, like, on a Ricky Burns level, man. And, I mean, I knew that as soon as somebody real stepped to him, he was probably going to take that belt off him. And, I mean, credit to him, really. I probably give more props to him than anybody else because he, I guess, you know, proved me wrong to a certain degree by going a little bit better against Alvarez than his recent opponents who I thought were, you know, better than him. So, I mean, yeah, give credit to Smith. But, I mean, as for Alvarez, I mean, he didn't even live up to the expectations that I had of him. And I don't even have very high expectations for the fucking guy. So, I mean, like, either fight somebody or shut the fuck up is the way I feel about it. I'm tired of hearing all this rah-rah shit, him hiding behind the flag. There are plenty of other Mexican fighters that are willing to fight the best, like Carlos Cuadras last week versus Roman Gonzalez, and the guys that are simply better boxers than Alvarez. You know, there's several guys from Mexico that are better boxers than him. So everybody riding his jock just because he reps the flag or whatever, they need to cut that shit out, man. Straight up.
All right, Nathan, well, thanks for calling in. We're going to get to some other callers. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a media reaction show, so we are not giving you that normal 3 minutes, all right? We're going to go to California 650. You're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this?
Hey, I'm the trucker, Victor.
Blow that horn.
Blow the horn, baby.
Hold on, brother. Yeah, what's going on? Been a long time, man. Just got a shirt, man. Hey, check this out, man. I'm going to do this real quick. Hey, first off, I want to give credit to Nelta for what he said. Great. I'm tired of these people writing Canelo's jock. Canelo, I'm a Mexican, and I'm angry at Canelo. He needs to step up and fight real fighters. And now all of a sudden, he's a 154 fighter. That to me is just like all of a sudden he can make 154, huh? That's pretty incredible. But I'm not the type of Mexican that's gonna just ride him just because you know, he's a good looking cat and you know, he reps the flag and
he's cute.
I'm not like that, man. And I just hope he steps up and fights somebody at 154. And I know if he fights Andrade, he's gonna get his ass kicked. But great show. Great show. Keep up the good work. I already put thumbs up twice. So keep up the good job, man. And I'm still with you, man. All the way, man.
All right, Victor. Thank you for calling in. Man, people are being a bit harsh on Canelo for looking so good. Where Gennady Golovkin took a bunch of shots. Got his face bruised up and people were like loving him. I'm not understanding what's going on, Enrique.
Right. Because, Golovkin broke a bone and Canelo hit him with a liver shot. Took him, what was that, 7 rounds?
Yeah, but they said that Canelo, he said he hurt his hand in the second round.
He hurt his hand in the second round. But, you know, this was his commercial for the Golovkin fight. And he looked too good. So he was overmatched.
You know what don't look good, Enrique? The amount of likes with the amount of fucking people watching. I just don't understand.
Exactly.
I don't understand why it's never even, or why don't we have more likes than people watching? That's what I don't get.
Right. In the next 10 minutes, we should at least have 350.
I know. Well, we should cut them. We're going to go to Orlando, Florida. Randy, talk to me.
Randy.
Yo, what's up, bro? Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear, crispy.
I was impressed with how Leon Smith came in. He was doing the little things when he had Canelo up on the ropes. Like when he would jab, he would like kind of smack the hand down and try to throw that right hand, but he wasn't really landing. And he was also sitting down on his punches. So that's on Leon Smith right there. I don't know. At the end when they asked him, like, oh, he said some shit like, oh, I wasn't training or nothing like this. I wasn't sparring. I thought that was just BS. And I think Canelo looked pretty sharp, but that's it. He need to stop ducking Triple G. For real.
Right.
Everybody's saying that.
That's about it.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Randy. Alabama 256, talk to me.
What's good, Ness? What's good, Jersey?
What up?
Yeah, man. I like the fight a lot, man. Canelo was super sharp out there. Liam Smith, he did his thing as well, but not enough power. Not enough power, not enough defense, hands down.
Right. So what you grade, what do you grade Canelo? You give him a letter, A, B, C, or D?
I give Canelo an A, not an A plus, but an A, because he took nine rounds to do the job. And also he took a lot of shots. My question is, do you think Triple G can take Canelo's shots? Because obviously Triple G takes a lot of shots. Whether he take them on purpose or accidentally getting hit, whatever, can he take Canelo's shot?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
The thing is, for me, Enrique, I don't believe that to the head. I mean, I don't think anybody could phase Triple G. But now, if Canelo lands those body shots that he did to Liam to Golovkin's body, then caller, I think, you know, it's a different story there.
Right, but then on that question could go both ways. That's a double, yeah. So that question could go both ways. Can Canelo take a Triple G shot? You know what I mean? One's a bone breaker. The other's just a bruiser. I don't know, man. It's right at that point. It's about technique. It's about traps, man. So who has the better traps? That's the real question. Who can trap who and land that power punch? Because that's a great fight. That's why that fight is so wanted by the public, but so hesitant by the promoters to make happen.
I don't know, man. Canelo at 54 now. He might fight lower for a unification rematch or something.
That'd be a great fight, too.
Alabama, thank you for calling in. We're going to go to back to California with Santiago. 323, talk to me.
Santiago.
Hey, guys, what's up? I caught the fight on a free live stream because I wasn't planning on paying for this fight. First and foremost, I can understand why people are kind of like, you know, not giving Canelo a lot of credit because really, Canelo was in with a guy that was supposed to make him look good. You know, he's a natural counterpuncher. The way that Liam Smith came at him was honestly tailor-made for him, the way Angulo was. So everyone pretty much expected to see what they expected to see out of this fight. You know, it wasn't going to be like that whole shocking, oh my God, look what Canelo is doing and all that. I was like, yeah, we expected this to happen. It is what it is. You know, I agree with you that more or less it's more of the promotional side wanting to take their time with Canelo versus Canelo, you know, wanting to actually seek out the fight. And so because, you know, don't forget that when he fought Austin Trout, that was a fight that, you know, De La Hoya didn't want. He took the fight with Lara just because Lara came up upstage, and he even said it right there on the podium in the post-fight press conference for the Angulo fight. You guys want to see this fight, and he took the fight. And once again, De La Hoya didn't want the fight. So we got to see what's going to happen because obviously, he made 154, so let's see if it doesn't still take its toll on his body. Because honestly, when I looked at him, like you said, he didn't look like he looked big. Honestly, he looked pretty pale to me. That's my call. So any other questions you have, feel free to shoot. Otherwise, I'll leave you guys be.
All right, Santiago, questions are for another day because today
is a reaction day.
Exactly. Dollar DiBiase, talk to us.
DiBiase, what's up?
What's going on, Les?
What up?
Not much, man. I'm gonna comment about the fight, man. First of all, Canelo, he did good. Canelo, he did real well, man. First of all, he baited the guy when he came into the ropes to get that body shot. He was baiting them all night, but he can't do that against Triple G. I'm gonna let you know that right now, man, off top. But if you try to jab the Triple G, he's gonna get caught, you know, because he was eating shots tonight. And Triple G, to me, punched harder than Canelo punches. You know what I'm saying? As far as the opponent, I give him a C-. I'll just be honest with you.
That's a good grade.
Who gave C to Liam. Oh, to Liam. Okay.
Yeah.
Smith. Not Canelo. No, Canelo did his thing tonight. But I don't know if you really hurt his hand in the first round. In the second round, you got to let me know, bro, because I'm not sure. To me,
well, that's what they're saying.
It looked like he kind of got winded from the third on.
Yeah, I didn't see any indication of a hurt hand.
They were trying to bait him in from that point.
Right. Well, you enjoyed the fight or you did not?
It was okay. It was okay. It wasn't worth the money. No, it should have just been on HBO, period. It should have charged people $70 to watch him do that. Right. I'm just serious. I'm just serious about that. If anything, I want to see him face Triple G next, but I'd rather see Danny Jacobs versus Triple G. Because at least Danny Jacobs is going to, you know, move around. That's how I feel about it. And give him a challenge. You know what I mean? Right. I feel that Canelo is going to eventually go to the ropes and maybe even, y'all probably won't like this, but give up. I'm being honest with you from the pressure of Triple G.
Mexicans don't give up.
You know, how you feel about that?
Well, I don't know, man. I doubt that he's going to give up. The kid is young, hungry, and he has the world to take over. But listen, we got to get to some other callers. I mean, how do you feel about that? You think that you could you picture Triple G punishing Canelo to the point of mercy?
No, I could picture in my head. What's the trainer name? The one that says the poetry and sings, Nanelo. He got the Spanish name, Rosado. The father and son team. What's the father's name?
Chepo.
I can see Chepo waving the flag of surrender. I don't see Canelo giving up, though.
Speaking of Canelo, let me read his quote. He says, first of all, I want to say I told you I was going to give a great fight and get the championship, and here it is. I started going after him. But in the second round, I hurt my hand. I hurt my right hand and had to use the left more often. There was some disparity, but that's what happened. I felt he was very strong in the beginning, so I had to put the body work in. And he felt he would dwindle. That's how I did my job. I gave him big punches with body shots. I enjoyed it very much. I fear no man. I am the best fighter in this. About a month ago, we offered Triple G 3 or 4 times as much to make the fight. We are ready for him, and he doesn't want to accept it. As I said, we are a team, and I fear no one. I fight the best. I want to fight the best. I am the best. I am the sport. Viva Mexico. Damn, I love this version of Canelo. Check him out. He says, I am the sport. What you think about that, Enrique?
Well, he is the sport, you know, on Mexican weekends. Other than that, he got to fight somebody. Like, who will be next? Everybody's saying, okay, Danny Jacobs for Triple G. Who's going to be Canelo's next opponent?
You got to think about 154, you know.
Yeah, so who's that? Name drop.
Unless he's ready, unless he's saying, yeah, I'm moving back to 60, because now he's a champion at 54. So at 54, you got Jamal Charlo, and Islandry Lara.
Those I want to see that. Any of those names.
All right, let's get to some callers. We're going to Oregon. 971, talk to us.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and perfect.
Hello?
Loud and perfectly clear.
Hey, can you hear me?
We hear you. That's perfectly cool. Clear. Perfectly clear, my friend. Just talk.
Hey, Church.
Yo. I'm here.
Hey, what's up, player? Hey, I wasn't going to buy the fight, but I fucking buy it because I love boxing.
Right.
Me but, too. It was a good fight, you know what I mean? They better fight fucking Triple G because we're Mexican. If he doesn't, he's a fucking bitch, you know what I mean?
I guess, but...
Definitely. Yo, what?
No, he should, bro.
Yo, what was drinking tonight? Tecate or Corona?
At the end of the day, look. Everybody's using Mayweather's blueprint. It's all about money, bro. That's what boxing is all about. You know what I mean?
You go to work for money, right?
That's what it's about. Everybody talks shit about Mayweather, and everybody's doing the same shit. You know what I mean? And yeah. I remember, once Mayweather fucking leaves, boxing can be better. Fuck you, fucking De La Hoya. Even I'm Mexican, I love De La Hoya. Fuck him. You know what I mean? Fuck him. You know what I mean?
Twice.
What's going on, guys?
Speaking of truth, that is what you call an immediate reaction call, man. Listen, thank you for calling in.
I've been drinking, bro.
Thank you for calling in, brother. That was, you heard him.
Right off the fight.
Listen, when, Linda, listen. When Oscar De La Hoya broke away from Al Haymon, what he said, no, we're about making the best fights. Is Liam Smith the best or is Triple G the best? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Let's get to another caller. Wow, you tell me. Nothing.
Me? I'm telling. I quoted that once myself.
We no, get the best fight. I'll get to this caller. Let me check. Oh, shit. We didn't even move on those thumbs up. What's up with this, man? Is it Canelo? Tell us it's Canelo, at least. Tell us it's not us, that we ain't getting no thumbs up because of the show. I don't understand what's going on. Steven, talk to me.
Steven?
Yo, man, I think that both of them, like, when you see Triple G, when you see Canelo fight, their punches and their hands seem so much more heavier than their opponent. They just really land with a good, powerful thud. And you see them when they receive punches, like, from their opponent. Like Smith is a pretty big guy, and he was pounding on Canelo on the ropes. But Canelo was taking it solid. It was like when you see Canelo – it was like when you see Triple G get punched. He just takes it solid, even to the body. It doesn't really hurt him the way they hurt you. And that's what makes me more excited for when they match up, because if you think about it, Canelo is going to be able to explode and counterpunch with Triple G. Triple G will probably catch him coming in, of course. Canelo will back up to the ropes, and off the ropes will bob and weave, and Triple G will throw, and then Canelo will spin off and maybe go to the box in the distance. And it'll just be intriguing to see how they mesh whenever they do, like, you know, trade punches. And I'm more excited for that fight than ever now. I rooted against Canelo because I didn't believe that this is a good enough test. I thought they should just hurt him and fight Triple G. They're 9 years apart. It fucking sucks. You know, they're like almost a decade apart, so we're on a timeline. You know, we have a ticking clock, and we got to hope Triple G lasts the rest of this year to make a good fight next year. That's my call.
Thanks for calling in. Good call, man.
Crossover with the dunk.
Let me see. We going to Austin, Texas. Were you at the fight? 5-12. Talk to us.
Reaction show.
Boom.
Yo.
And I remember this to a casual.
Okay.
Remember, GGG fought a welterweight. Canelo fought a light middleweight who apparently handled the guy Triple G fought in sparring. So it's no surprise that it would take Canelo 9 rounds to KO Smith. But anyway, people saying Smith's style was tailor-made for Canelo. Like, how else do they think Triple G is going to fight Canelo? Like, Lara? I mean, I don't understand. But anyway, I think the problem with this fight not happening is that Oscar wants Canelo to be at his very best, but he's only 26 and he's still improving. So
90 seconds.
Peak. I think for Oscar, in his mind, it wouldn't be fair for Canelo, who might be like at 80% of what he can truly be, while Triple G is already at his peak. The only problem is that Triple G is at the age where he's going to start deteriorating at any time now, and I think that's why the fans want the fight right now. But, you know, I think that when the fight does happen, it's going to end up being a lot closer than what the fans think. I think Triple G is going to feel, and he's going to get punched.
60 seconds.
Respect Canelo's power and vice versa, and I think it's going to go 12 rounds. And, you know, it happens with these big, major fights all the time. The knockout artists don't end up knocking each other out. So that's my take on it. See you later, guys.
All right, brother. Great call, man. Thank you for calling in. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Extremely important. Helps with the visibility of the show. We're going to go to Shiloh. Talk to us.
Shiloh, you are live on this reaction show. Give us your reaction. Canelo Liam Smith, 9th round stoppage.
Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Shiloh, what up? Talk to us.
10 seconds.
Oh, my bad. What's up, man?
What's up, Shiloh?
You're live, brother.
Hey, no one's mentioned that Canelo had to take his underwear off just to make weight.
But he made it.
Him being comfortable in that weight, I don't know if that's true or not. If you have to take off your underwear just to make weight, is that comfortable?
That's true.
I mean, the point is he made it. Remember, the last time he's been at that weight has been a long time. So he was disciplined enough to make it. Now, the question is, there was no VADA, so, you know.
Yeah, true that. It was a good performance. It was pretty much what we all expected. But I think what would be interesting is, yeah, Triple G, he has an awesome chin. He can take those punches to faces. But I think it would be interesting to see how Triple G would take those liver shots from Canelo. I don't think Triple G has felt anything like that before at all. And Canelo dropped Liam tonight with those pretty wicked body shots. Yo, I'd love to see how Triple G would take those.
That's something that we're not even talking about. Outside the fact that he stopped them, he dropped them a bunch of times. Like, again, casual, you keep saying that, you know, Triple G did more or made it look, I don't know, more dramatical, but he didn't drop Brooke at all. I mean, how many times was Liam on the ground?
3 times.
That's a
lot. Oh, yeah, he dropped Liam at least 4 times.
Yeah, all with the body punches. No headshots, but he also lacked a lot of movement. He showed movement like one time when he was in the corner, but other than that, it was just leaning and waiting. So I still see it as an overmatched fight. So I'm not giving him that much credit for it.
But you didn't see Kell Brook Triple G as an overmatched fight.
I did see it as an overmatched fight as well, but Triple G broke Kell Brook's orbital bone. He broke his face with a punch.
That is true. That makes it big. Shiloh, thanks for calling in. Immediate reaction. Remember, hit the thumbs up if you're watching. And I hope that you guys called in because it's a locked door. You can't get in now. 831, you're up.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, man, I'm just, you know, I'm a big boxing fan, man. I'm kind of getting a little tired of all that. I mean, you know, Canelo. I mean, he's a good, solid fighter, man. But I think, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to giving him props or saying he did good, we can't overlook who you're fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I play basketball and I'm playing against some seventh graders, and then I go and play in college, I might, against some seventh graders, I'm going to look like a star. But against those college players, I'm going to look, you know, I can look like I'm one of them seventh graders. So we have to put that into consideration when we're giving him his props. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like this guy, you know, he, you know what I'm saying? We know how he looked against Floyd. He looked like he wasn't even in, shouldn't even been in the ring with him. I thought he lost to Eric Landy Lover clear.
Me too. You know what I'm
saying? But when you put him in with guys who is on that level, we see how he looks. And then when he go and fight a guy like Liam Smith, you know what I'm saying? He looks like he's the next best thing that's popping. But, I mean, hey, man, I'm not really sold on Canelo. I'm not really sold on Golovkin. You know what I'm saying? You got these guys not fighting each other, Golovkin, Duck, and Andre Ward. You know what I'm saying? All this, man. And then Andre Ward don't get the props that he deserves and all. So it's like the whole thing to me is just not a good look, man. But just for the sport of boxing as a fan.
Well, all right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to get to some other calls. We're going to go to Florida. 239, you're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this?
You said 239?
I sure did.
This Florida?
Well, first time caller. Yeah, for Fort Myers, first time.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Marlo
out
of Fort Myers, Florida, 239.
What's up, Marlo?
Brother?
Man, what's going on, man? I love that post fight, the post fight interview by Canelo. I love that. Canelo ready for Triple G. I don't care what nobody say, man. In my eyes, it's going to be a good fight. I want to pick Canelo, but as being as a boxing fan and speaking honest, I'm not going to go out and be biased for real. I'm just go, I'm gonna pick Triple G. Triple G look great against Brooke, man. I like Canelo though. I like Canelo. Well, that's gonna be a good fight.
So who you want to see?
Marlo, man, thanks for calling in, brother. And remember, we are live every Thursday and Sunday. Hey, Enrique, really quick before we get to another caller, what would you rather see? Canelo, who some people are saying is lying and ducking Triple G, even though he's saying, you know, look, I want to fight Triple G, it's negotiations, or Billy Joe Saunders, who, you know, said something like,
"Ducking would destroy me and you on the same night." Blah, blah, blah.
So, what would you rather? Would you rather the guy that is admitting he would lose, or the guy who's lying that he would lose?
Wait, so. Billy Joe Saunders, you're saying, would I rather see Billy Joe Saunders fight Triple G?
even though he's saying that he would lose to Golovkin
after he fought someone else.
After he already got finished beating up Chris Eubank. Or would you rather see Canelo, who's saying, yeah, I'll beat him, even though most people think he's lying?
Canelo fight Triple G? I want to see that. Everyone wants to see that. Right. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think Billy Joe Saunders has a shot. But I give Canelo more of a shot based on experience, really. But I think Saunders has at least that natural middleweight shot. And he has, you know, he's got some notable names on his resume at the very least at this point. You know,
you sound like you giving Triple G the God 106, the God face of boxing, if you ask me.
I mean, yeah, it's tough to beat him. Who's going to beat him, really? Like, it's tough. I mean, look, Canelo looks small. Like, I mean, we're all thinking Canelo's going to lose, right? Like, only some people are saying, no, Canelo could beat him. But it hasn't happened yet.
Right. And they are playing chess to avoid him.
There you go. So what number did we stop off with?
We left off with the Florida number.
Florida number.
Milo.
831. Did we get you? Don't lie. 831. 831.
Yeah, you got me. Y'all got me.
Pittsburgh. 412. Where's Kyle?
Yo, what up, man? It's Jay Buzz, yo.
Jay Buzz, what up? Jay got them buzz.
Listen, man, since I hate Triple G, you know, I'm not really a big Triple G fan, but I really don't have it.
You're serious?
Canelo versus Triple G. Like, I really want to see. I'm really serious. What was the last time that you saw Canelo fight at 160?
Never.
When did you see that?
I never.
Okay, so why do we? When, all right. When was the last time that you saw Triple G fight below 160?
A bunch of times.
When?
When the last time we seen Triple G fight somebody below 160? His last fight with Rosado and with Kell Brook?
No. When he was below 160.
Oh, when Triple G. I don't know. I think Triple G always fight at 160.
Okay, so if it were some other guy in some other weight class, we would be cool with trying to get them to move up to fight some guy in the next weight class when he's not even the best fighter in his own weight class. Why is that?
Well, who isn't the best fighter?
That's what
fighter?
I thought. That's right. There ain't no answer because Canelo's not even the best in his own weight class. We don't even know that. We don't know because they're not fighting the best guys in their own weight class. So it's like, why do I want to just see guys who are good in terms of popularity, but in terms of skill set and in terms of knowing if they're really the best in their weight classes? We simply don't know that.
So who?
We haven't seen Canelo fight Andrade yet. We haven't seen him fight any of the Charlos. We haven't seen him, like, we just haven't seen it. And when he fought Laura, that fight was an arguable draw, or Laura won, or people thought that it was a close decision. So we don't know. I'd rather see Triple G fight somebody in his own weight class, other than him always fighting somebody moving up and knocking out guys. Why don't we demand people fight each other instead of getting these terribly built shows that we got to pay money for and waste money for to see? Why don't they book fights that actually make sense, that progress them to fighting each other? If we want to see him fight Triple G, make Oscar book him to fight and run the gauntlet at 154 to prove he's the best. Then that fight makes sense. Other than that, I don't want to hear about it no more. I'm out, man.
Okay. You heard him, Casual. This is why I said Billy Joe Saunders and not Canelo. Not that I said rather. That's why I presented him as an option, right? You know?
Right. Hey. And this evening, right, they spoke about the winner of Rosado Monroe would be Canelo's next opponent.
Yeah, and they kindly said that they would prefer Rosado because it's a style that suits Canelo. Now that Monroe won, who's a counterpuncher, whose blood is Cuban and obviously is patient, will they still be saying that same tune, Casual? Listen, we're going to speed this up. 512, you're up.
Hey, man, how's it going, Amir? So. Canelo Smith, I just think, bro, you know, he did what he had to do. It took him 9 rounds, but, I mean, Smith was playing extremely defensive. What else can you say? Talking about Canelo versus GGG, I think it's going to be a great fight. I mean, these are two guys that have never been knocked down. I mean, you can't talk about Canelo. He lost once against Floyd Mayweather, which I think is, like, the best in the current era. And going against GGG would just really, you know, I mean, he's got experience. He's got 49 wins under his title, you know what I mean? And he's undefeated. He's undefeated. Now, I think the key point in this fight is who works the hardest. I mean, both guys have a strong jaw. Neither can't get knocked down. You saw against Smith, Canelo came out like a rock, you know?
Cut it. Hey, brother.
We back on it.
Hey, brother. Hey. All I could tell you is...
it's just one of them days. Don't take it personal.
You know what I'm taking personal? Those thumbs up, man.
Me too. I am taking that personal, but taking to that caller, 512, do not get upset, okay? This is...
Drive-by.
And it means every caller is getting exactly 1 minute. 901, you're up. 909.
Mi canal habla aquí.
Alestino, California, 909. Oh, boy.
Yo, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Hold on, bro. Wait, guys.
Dude, you got 40 seconds.
You're live, brother.
37.
Oh, give me the 40 seconds. So good. Yo, shout out to the Boxing Boys, man. I've been waiting for all week for a fucking show for Canelo, man. Shout out to Liam. Thank you for that fucking performance out here. I have the whole family out here. It's my birthday today. We're celebrating. We're drinking. We're celebrating. Just put on a fucking performance for us, man.
Happy birthday.
Anybody that wants to hate on Liam Boyce, that's how you defend your title. Whenever it comes down to defending the title, that's how you do it. You feel me? I bought the damn pay-per-view. I said, you know what? I'm about to family. I'm going to drink. It's my birthday. I'm going to go ahead and get the fight, even if you guys all hated on it. But I'm going to go ahead and enjoy it. And I enjoyed the night. Thank you, Canelo. He already said it, man. He wants Triple G. The negotiators doesn't want to go through it. Hey, don't hate on the boy, right? Let him do his thing, man.
Man, happy birthday. See, Ness, that's the kind of calls I like, a kind of boxing fan I like, especially where it's like, yo, thank you. I had a great-ass time. Not like, yo, you should have been doing this. You should have been fighting. Like, yo, why you ain't throw the jab? You know, I can't stand that shit. But he was great, man. Thank you. Thank you for that call. That's how I feel. I buy fights. Birthday, no birthday, home alone. Thank you, Canelo.
Yo. Happy birthday, my friend.
Yo. Happy birthday.
All right, let's take it to Chicago. Damn, you know how many Chicago. I'm going with Santana. I'm going to say Santana stood up with us, right?
Yep.
I'm back. Uh-oh.
What up? Who that?
773, who's this?
Santana.
773.
Yo.
773, what up?
Yo.
You hear me?
Yeah. Yo, you about to get cut it. Yo, you killing your time. Oh, man.
Yo, can you hear me or not?
Do you hear me? Let's move on. We'll come back.
Hey, brother.
I hit. Yo, what's up, man?
What up?
I just want to call, let y'all know about the fight. Check this out. A lot of people be calling, talking shit. I'm going to get straight to the point. fight was good. Talking shit about how it took him 9 rounds. You don't know what this guy's thinking. You know, maybe he just wanted to practice, do a little bit of things for the DGG fight. I think it's going to be a good fight if he fights Triple G. I mean, a lot of people ain't really noticing shit, but if you look at Triple G style, he got that awkwardness in his feet. Like, he's always trying to throw power shots. Dude has no fucking defense. He's just open to getting popped. He ain't never been in the ring with somebody that's going to really pop the shit out of him. You could just review, watch the fight. You see what I'm talking about. The way he got his knees bent and he's like going forward for the attack. Like, he's doing that the entire fight.
Who's that? Triple G speaking about?
With him. Yeah, Triple G.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you look at his fights, if you look at his legs, his knees, he's always on the attack. And he's always getting popped. But he's getting popped by bombs. Which Canelo is why he's popped. Right there and, you know, asking for, oh, punch me back, you know? Because he knows it ain't going to faze him. He can feel it automatically, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to be a good fight. As far as Canelo goes. Cut it.
Don't take that personal. He got his chips on Canelo. That's what he was saying, ultimately.
202, drive-by. You're live. Immediate reaction. Talk to us.
What's up, man? Thanks for the show, Ness and Cass. Next for Canelo. I don't know. Canelo looked good. I give him an A. He performed well, but he was supposed to perform well against a Liam Smith, a stationary target. Canelo looked way big, man. I don't know about you, but Canelo always looks a lot bigger than his opponents. And it was a matter of time. Liam Smith wasn't going to take them body shots. Next for Canelo, I mean, who knows, man? Let him fight at a 154. Let him fight a Charlo. He got a lot of people he can fight at 154. If he fights Triple G, I mean, Triple G ain't going to fight him the same like how you saw Triple G going at Brook. I think Triple G will give him more of a, like, a Lemieux style of fighting, more boxing, a little bit more movement. And I still got Triple G actually beating Canelo with a boxing style. But other than that, man, I'm going to bed, bro. It's 2:00. Keep the show going, bro. Later.
Yo, have a great night, man.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. He was right on time. He heard that timer.
154 pounds. Canelo's next opponent.
Let me see. We got San Francisco 415. Talk to me.
Yo. Hey, I was watching some of the road to Canelo Smith, and I'm noticing that, I don't know if you guys caught it, but it seems like that guy Chepo doesn't really ever do shit but cheerlead him and like jog his neck.
He's the second trainer though. He's not the first trainer.
Yo, that's hilarious.
He's the chef.
But yeah, other than that, man, it's the same thing, you know, like it's a pick 'em fight. I feel like it's, you know, they just are creating some action for the casual fan, I feel like. And he claims to be great, and he wants to be great, and he just has to step it up and show it, you know what I mean? And I believe he could do it. It's just that I feel like he's not allowing himself to do it is what it is. But yeah, I'll just keep it like that, and you guys can keep it rolling, yo.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Hey, man. Yo, I swear, great minds think alike. Check this out. Hey, no other sight
in the game can see the boxing boys. Canelo just wants to fight the very best.
Oh, that's, man, the I'm playing the wrong one
myself
again.
As a promoter,
I do that too much,
and
huh?
As a friend, is that I sometimes have to be sucks. Careful.
Now I gotta find
with what
it.
He desires. That's gonna hurt. It's a matter of getting him the right fight.
Forget it.
Nah, let it ride. I want to hear it.
Well, no, it wasn't that one. It was actually the Chepo one because...
No, I know.
I'm going to look for it. All right, I'll just play it. I'm sure you can hear the audio. No?
Not now.
Oh, there it goes.
All right, even more.
Porque es un ganador. Nació para ganar. Nació para triunfar.
Yeah, so he's like, you know...
He's like the promoter.
Yeah, he's always singing, but he basically said, you know, that Canelo's always winning.
He's born to win.
He was born to be triumphant.
I think they dig that in his head because he constantly says that. Yo, yeah, nací para esto.
I mean, would you? It's kind of like affirmations, right? Like,
right?
You keep repeating something, you're eventually going to do it.
His mantra.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we keep repeating, hit that thumbs up button. If you're watching this in the past, future, oh, we got a call from Assad on Skype.
Hey, what's up?
What up? What up?
What's up? What time is it? Where are you?
New York. It's fucking 2 in the morning.
New York City. I thought you had a United Kingdom accent for a second and yeah, was calling up on behalf of Liam.
Yeah, so I saw that fight. What'd you guys think about it?
Oh.
What did we think? I mean, what did you think?
Well, I actually thought, I didn't watch it until like 3 rounds into the fight, but Liam Smith was doing pretty well. And then those 3 consecutive rounds of the body shots, that just fucking destroyed him.
Yeah, round 3 is where his confidence came in, and he just came in and started showing his combo.
Though. He was fucking going up close to Canelo and trying to get those fucking face jabs in.
Right. And you know what else, too, Ness? I noticed this. When Liam was close to Canelo, he was doing well. So that might be something that Triple G saw. That
and normally, you should be afraid to get close to Canelo, but he was in there, you know?
I don't know, man. Kell Brook had a lot of success on the inside with Triple G, so I don't know. Listen, Assad, I'm going to get to some other callers. We're trying to get up out of here. A other Skype caller with the weird Skype name.
What's your Skype name?
Yes. I just wanted to say, if I don't know if this guy's going to answer or not, do you think Canelo should fight Triple G next?
Do I think should he fight next? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Man, as a boxing fan, hell yeah.
At what, 160 or at 154?
Well, no, 150. I don't think that Triple G, I mean, it would have to be like 155, not 160.
Or 157.
I honestly think Canelo, like, for example, he stripped naked to make the weight. That just tells you he's struggling to stay at that weight. He's too big for that weight now, in my opinion, which is what a lot of people also think.
Ness,
I mean, that's true. That's but he made the weight, though. Just like Triple G still makes 160 and no one pushes him out the weight. If Canelo can make it, hey, he can make it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
If you're a promoter, Nestor, would you put Triple G next for Canelo if you're Canelo's promoter?
Of course not.
All right.
I'm trying to get paid.
Right.
If I'm the promoter of Canelo, hell no, I'm trying to get paid.
What's the easy fight for Canelo next to look good?
The easy fight, man, to be honest, it's a toss-up between Jermell, not Jamal, not the one that's supposed to fight Julian Williams, but it's between Jermell and Laura, right? He already beat Laura, and he's way more experienced now, so maybe he could beat Laura more definitive. And with Jermell, I mean, man, that dude was losing to fucking Julian Jackson or John Jackson.
I remember that.
What? What you mean you didn't know that? You didn't know
that? No, I said I remember that. He came back with a knockout, though.
All right, but Canelo taking shots from big boys for a long time. So that one-punch knockout shit ain't going to happen with Canelo. He's going to have to come back with a lot more than just that. And before he could come back with that, Canelo going to be doing the same thing he was doing to Liam Smith, combination punching, because who hasn't Canelo hit with combinations except for Laura, who's on the outside running around? And don't get me wrong, Jermell could do that because they stablemate. So it ain't like he didn't learn how to do that himself. But listen, man, it is
2:09 exactly. East Coast time.
You already know. Hit that thumbs up button if you appreciated this quick reaction, immediate reaction show. Hopefully you did. And fade to black, baby. Casual.
Yes. Yeah, you can follow me. TBV_casual fan on my Twitter. I do post when there's a lot of fights going on, whether it's a Friday or a Saturday. And at Fight Talk is my Instagram. Make sure you hit me up. I follow back. So if you want to get your following up, hit me and I follow back.
At PTO on Instagram and Twitter. Check out our Patreon page on Patreon is Patreon/TheBoxingVoice. giving out some interesting rewards for our loyal listeners. So head on over there, check that out. It is live, and we're going to be in effect with that effective immediately. I want to thank everybody that stayed up late with us and tuned in. We'll see you sometime in the near future. Don't know exactly when, but we will be back.
Yes.